Yes, good morning, UK. This is it, the Great British Breakfast Show. Diana Ross first today. Come see about me. 26 minutes to 7. It's BBC Radio 2. And this is the breakfast show you've been waiting for. We have a very simple but stimulating menu. First, there is plenty of the music you know, the music of your life. Then there is basic useful information like travel, traffic, sport, weather, and of course the news. You'll start your day entertained and informed. Who could ask for more than that? John Denver, welcome to my morning for Farewell Andromeda. You take your pick. It's now 21 and a half minutes to 7, and in the news today, Neil Kinnock says he would give us a vote on electoral reform. It's amazing how people change their mind over the years, isn't it? Meanwhile, there's criticism from the government, of course, about Neil Kinnock's 50% tax for the top earners. You better watch out for that one. In fact, the Chancellor says that Labour is going to introduce 8 more taxes. The next Batman movie, yes, from the sublime to the ridiculous, or the other way round, the next Batman movie could feature a Black Robin boy wonder. We'll have to get ready for that. But then there was a change in the casting, wasn't there, of Robin Hood recently. One of his henchmen was played by a black actor as well. And the man who set up the Muslim Parliament, it is not elected, by the way, his name is Dr. Khalim Siddiqui, is being called all kinds of things in the press today, a loudmouth and a self-publicist, among others. Radio 2. The enchanting voice of Enya and Orinoco Flow. It's just after a quarter to 7. This is Radio 2 on Monday morning, the 6th of January. In the news this morning, a huge IRA bomb went off in the centre of Belfast last night, injuring members of the security forces and causing extensive damage to buildings. The Chancellor, Norman Lamont, is today going to attack Labour's tax plans, saying they will need to find an extra £35 billion to finance their election promises. And the CBI says that it expects industry to become much more competitive during 1992. It is forecasting that productivity will rise by 6.5%.
Radio 2, Travel News.
First of all, the A3212 in West London, an overturned lorry has caused the temporary closure of that part of the A road, the Chelsea embankment between the Albert and Battersea bridges. Some rail news from London Midland. First, flooding has closed a section of the Shrewsbury-McInlith line. A substitute bus service is in operation between Newtown and McInlith. Network South East, the London Waterloo City line, has only a reduced service between Waterloo and the Bank this morning because of a train shortage. The A5 North Wales, a flood warning has been issued for the River Conway in the Snowdonian Nanfrancon Valley at Tŷ Gwyn. The main A5 through Bethesda is seriously affected by flooding, and a diversion is in operation at Ogwen. The M4 Avon, a contraflow on the M47 bridge with width restrictions in both directions. Be prepared, won't you, for a build-up of traffic in both directions during the next hour or so. It's now 13 minutes to 7. Please take your partners. Tales of the Vienna Waltz, a clever little title, and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Louis Clark. He did the arrangements there, as he did on the series of Hooked on Classics. I don't know whether that actually counts, but the sales of classical records in this country have gone up considerably in recent years, from below 8% back in 1986 to above 10%. It's quite a lot when you look at the market, to 10% at the moment. The biggest rise has actually been since 1989, a quite steady incline in the graph. It may have something to do with young Nigel Kennedy. It may have something to do with groups like the LCO, the London Chamber Orchestra, and indeed Luciano Pavarotti. But I suspect that it's got a lot more to do with the fact that people have suddenly realised that they're all scratchy vinyls, which are actually not doing the job, and what they need is to replace all their favourites on CD.
Brian Hayes, Radio 2, UK weather.
Now, much of Scotland will be wet today with some heavy rain at times, though southern and some eastern parts will become drier during the day. Snow is likely for a time over the mountains. In some parts of the country, it's very difficult to know what snow is like, actually. It's so long since we've had it. Tonight, the rain will return southwards in Scotland. As far as England, Wales and Northern Ireland is concerned, mostly dry, with broken cloud, especially in the east and south, while some hill fog patches are likely in the west. This evening, rain will return to Northern Ireland. It will be generally mild, but windy, especially in the north. Now, Tuesday and Wednesday, rain, heavy at times, spreading south and east to all areas, followed by clearer, colder weather in the northwest with wintry showers. 4 minutes to seven, the news after the Bee Gees. It's 7 o'clock on Monday, the 6th of January. I'm Brian Hayes. BBC Radio 2. The headlines this morning, a huge IRA bomb has gone off in the centre of Belfast. The United Nations will consider sending troops to Yugoslavia. And the Conservatives are to launch an onslaught on Labour's tax plans. The news is read by David Bellin.